Random House Audio presents The Black Dahlia by James Ellroy. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. To Geneva Hilliker Ellroy, 1915 to 1958. Mother, 29 years later, this valediction in blood. Now I fold you down, my drunkard, my navigator, my first lost keeper, to love or look at later. Anne Sexton. Prologue. I never knew her in life. She exists for me through others, in evidence of the ways her death drove them. Working backward, seeking only facts, I reconstructed her as a sad little girl and a whore, at best a could-have-been, a tag that might equally apply to me. I wish I could have granted her an anonymous end, relegated her to a few terse words on a homicide dick summary report, carboned to the coroner's office, more paperwork to take her to Potter's Field. The only thing wrong with the wish is that she wouldn't have wanted it that way. As brutal as the facts were, she would have wanted all of them known. And since I owe her a great deal and am the only one who does know the entire story, I have undertaken the writing of this memoir. But before the Dahlia, there was the partnership. And before that, there was the war and military regulations and maneuvers at Central Division, reminding us that cops were also soldiers, even though we were a whole lot less popular than the ones battling the Germans.